Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Florida International University, and we're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. So let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment/condominium, manufactured, or a mobile home?
Single-family.
Single-family, all right. Do you own or rent your home?
I lease it.
All right. Could you please tell me in what year your home was built?
1998.
1998. All right. Thank you. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
How many what?
How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
44.
All right. Thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? And the list goes, tropical storm, category 1 hurricane, category 2 hurricane, category 3, 4, or 5 hurricane?
Do I have any what?
I'm sorry?
I didn't hear what you said for the beginning of that.
Oh, have any of you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? And the list goes, tropical storm, and categories 1 through 5 hurricanes.
I've experienced it. I'm the only one in the house, so I guess that's it.
All right. So you've never experienced any of these?
I never what?
You've never experienced any of these?
I've experienced all of them.
All of them? Okay. All right. Thank you. So do you happen to remember the names or the years in which these happened? Like, for example, do you remember...
I've been living in Florida since 1978, so you figure it out. I've been here for everything. I don't go anywhere. Everything that's happened in Florida since 1978, I've been there for.
Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Well, we had a little bit of damage during one. With electric, our electric box was hit.
All right. What was the estimated damage in dollars?
Excuse me?
What was the estimated damage in dollars?
About 400.
400. All right. Thank you. Can you tell me what were the primary causes of damages to your home? Was it like debris and the wind breaking your window or wind damaging your roof, ocean surge?
Not lightning.
All right. So you said something messed up with your electric box, right?
It hit the box outside. We had to replace it.
All right. So do you remember if it was a hurricane then? A hurricane damaged electric box?
I don't know. I got to be honest with you. I don't know. My wife took care of it. She's in the home now. That was a long time ago.
All right. Well, no worries.
Come on. Let's go. I don't want to eat today.
Okay. Sorry about that. Thank you for your time, though. So how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane or really a tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable?
Mm-hmm. You mean how vulnerable do I feel?
Yes.
I don't feel vulnerable at all.
All right. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane shutters / board up your home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company?
Well, we had hurricane shutters, so I guess we would put up hurricane shutters.
All right. When would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, so possibly within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, so approximately 36
hours. About 48 hours.
All right.
About considering 48 yourself, hours before.
Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I'm sure. Everything, I'm not worried about anything.
Could you please select your top 3 sources of information? And the list goes, internet sources other than social media, radio,
me.
TV.
I've been living here for 44 years. We've had 8 million hurricanes and a million different threats that weren't hurricanes that never came. So we've taken care of this a whole lot of times.
All right.
I mean, if you lived in, how long have you lived in Florida?
But this question, it's not about hurricanes. This one is, if you could please select your top 3 sources of information, and the list goes. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp?
The internet, TV, radio.
Internet, TV, radio. Okay, thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
What?
How would you rate your household preparedness?
We're always prepared. I'm prepared right now.
Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane/storm? And the list goes. Loss of income or employment, cost of childcare, cost of food and other essentials, property taxes, transportation costs, cost of housing or cost of insurance?
No.
None of those? All right,
everything's good.
Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
I imagine so. I don't pay much attention to that either.
All right.
I think it's going to be real bad, I just go away.
When would you evacuate?
I have a lot of friends all over the state, especially up in Mount Doris, so I can go up there.
Sure. All right. Well, when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, it's about 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued,
I don't know. It all depends on how much I want to see my friend. I haven't seen him in a while, I would go now. If they told me there was going to be a hurricane in 4 or 5 days, I'd probably go now. But in the middle of the winter, if they told me there was going to be a hurricane, I'd probably wait till the last day.
All right. So till the last day.
It just depends.
All right. Till the last day. Okay, thank you. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, at a house of a friend or family, another location within the state as far as possible, so to another state, or would you not leave under any circumstances?
A friend.
How many vehicles are available in your household?
How many what?
Vehicles are available in your household.
One.
If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you to reimburse your costs? The federal government, state government, or local government?
I don't know. I guess the federal government.
All right. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
How much confidence do I have?
That the local building codes are being enforced.
I have all the confidence in the world.
That the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk.
I didn't hear that one.
That the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk.
The local
land use planning. Well, it's all right it's all right, no worries. That the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk.
We don't have any new developments around us.
The new development risk takes into account flood risk.
I mean, there's a lot of developments, but there's none of them around us.
All right.
What they're charging, I would assume that they're making them safe.
All right. So that building codes are as strict as they could be to mitigate loss.
Well, I would assume, like I said, they're charging so much for these places that I would assume that they're building them all up to the building code.
All right. So you're confident then?
I'm confident? I don't care.
Okay.
I really don't care. It's not going to affect me. And if these morons are stupid enough to pay that much money to live in a place that's not up to code, then, well, you know, what can I say?
Okay. Do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property and finances will be affected?
No.
Most of Florida's coastal areas with very low elevation are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges, so how concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely, moderately, somewhat, slightly, or not at all concerned?
It's never happened before, but you never know. The only time I feel safe from floods is when I'm in Central Florida in the Mount Dora area.
All right, so would you say you're slightly concerned then?
A little bit.
All right. How long do you plan on living in your current address?
For about 10 more days.
I'm sorry, 10 more days?
Yeah.
Okay. So could you please tell me your age, or would you rather me give you categories and you tell me which one you fit in?
I'm 77.
All right. Am I correct in assuming your gender is male?
I'm a male. All
right. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Just me.
All right. What is your marital status? Single / never married, married or living with a partner, widow, divorced, or separated?
I'm married. I just put my wife in a home.
All right. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
That'd be me, and I did some college.
All right. Are you of Hispanic / Latino descent?
No. I was born in America. My parents were born in America.
What racial group do you identify with?
None.
All right. So you wouldn't say, like, white or African-American?
Well, I'm white, but I don't pay much attention to that either.
Okay. What language is most often spoken in your home?
What? I didn't hear you.
What language is most often spoken in your home?
English is only spoken in my home.
Okay, thank you. And lastly, could you please tell me which is your income range for your household? And you can totally just ballpark it, or I can give you some categories and you tell me which one you fit in.
I don't know what you're talking about. You mean how much money do I make?
Mm-hmm. Like, kind of what's like the income range for your household?
The only income range for my household is I'm a disabled veteran.
All right, so would you say...
From the government.
All right, so does the government give you like... under $20,000 or over $100,000 or like 30,000?
Nah, they pay me about 40,000.
40? All right. Thank you. Well, this will complete our survey.
They pay me more than that even. 48,000, something like that. Who knows? Who cares?
Okay. All right. Well, no worries. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. This will complete our survey.
Not a problem.
Hope you have a good rest of your day. And again, thank you.